Yahoo News stealth edits headline calling Chris Pratt's Gadsden flag shirt white supremacist. By Hannah Blow on July 17, 2019. Yahoo News stealth edited its piece on A-list actor Chris Pratt, with its original headline suggesting that he was wearing a white supremacist t-shirt, an image resembling the Gadsden flag. Yahoo later took out the phrase white supremacist after it was revealed that the report was based on nothing more than a handful of rants from unverified Twitter accounts. Breitbart News reported on the feigned outrage conjured by Yahoo and discovered, after the time of publication, that Yahoo News changed its headline from Chris Pratt criticized for white supremacist t-shirt to Chris Pratt criticized for t-shirt choice. Yahoo's piece, which now notes that it's been updated, was primarily based on a handful of unverified Twitter accounts and a single verified tweet from a Vulture writer, who provided no commentary alongside the tweeted image. Chris Pratt is facing criticism over a t-shirt he was pictured wearing featuring a controversial symbol. The first sentence of the piece reads, immediately featuring the tweet from the Vulture staff writer. However, Yahoo drove its desired narrative home by citing a handful of unverified users who expressed outrage, suggesting that the entire controversy was, in fact, manufactured. "He's really ruining my parks and rec reruns," one user wrote. "I like him, but all these small things about his politics makes me wonder when he'll say something transphobic, tank his career, and do the full heel turn into a Fox commentator," another tweeted, which Yahoo chose to feature in its piece. Another user added, "Ellen Page called him out and some of y'all didn't listen, now look at this shit. Of course, there is nothing racist about the Gadsden flag, a Revolutionary War symbol that has been used by many groups as a symbol of general patriotism in modern days." As Breitbart News reported, in recent years, the Gadsden flag and similar designs have become popular at Tea Party events, used by the rock band Metallica, and in 2006 it was adopted by Nike to promote the U.S. men's soccer team. These entities are obviously in no way associated with white supremacy, nor is the Gadsden flag. Historian and author Mark Leibson was quoted by The New Yorker as saying that the origins of the Gadsden flag were completely, 100% anti-British, and pro-revolution. The outlet also quoted the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission IAS as saying that the Gadsden flag originated in the Revolutionary War in a non-racial context. Despite changing its original headline to soften the blow, Yahoo continued to batter the Christian actor. Yahoo added, "Juno actress Ellen Page angrily attacked Pratt and his Judeo-Christian values after Pratt's appearance on The Late Show in February. If the spotlight that is shining on you is brighter than the light that's within you, it will kill you," Pratt said on the show, quoting his pastor. Page took issue with Pratt talking about his church, which she accused of being homophobic. While Pratt attends Zoe Church in Los Angeles, the church's pastor Chad Beach reportedly modeled his church after Hillsong. Because of that, there is a good chance Page was referring to something the pastor of Hillsong, Brian Houston, wrote in 2015. "God's word is clear that marriage is between a man and a woman," his statement read. It continued, "Hillsong Church welcomes all people but does not affirm all lifestyles. But clearly, we do not affirm a gay lifestyle, and because of this we do not knowingly have actively gay people in positions of leadership, either paid or unpaid. I recognize this one statement alone is upsetting to people on both sides of this discussion, which points to the complexity of the issue for churches all over the world. It remains unclear why his statement remained controversial, as the God of the Bible welcomes individuals to come to him as they are, sin and all." Page, who is a lesbian, remains upset that the church did not emphatically endorse her lifestyle and conflated a difference of beliefs with hate. Pratt responded to her remarks on Instagram. "It has recently been suggested that I belong to a church which hates a certain group of people and is infamously anti-LGBTQ," Pratt wrote. "Nothing could be further from the truth. I go to a church that opens their doors to absolutely everyone. Despite what the Bible says about divorce, my church community was there for me every step of the way. Never judging, just gracefully accompanying me on my walk," he continued. "They helped me tremendously, offering love and support. It is what I have seen them do for others on countless occasions, regardless of sexual orientation, race or gender. My faith is important to me, but no church defines me or my life. and I am not a spokesman for any church or any group of people. My values define who I am. We need less hate in this world, not more, he added. I am a man who believes that everyone is entitled to love who they want free from the judgment of their fellow man. Page followed up. Despite the media's attempts, there is still no evidence of Pratt being a closet white supremacist or a homophobe. As Breitbart News reported, Pratt is simply a celebrity who has long supported the military and police and is open about his deeply held faith in God.